Looking for work? Better pay? Better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You need them hung.
The Take. Andy Sweeney.
It doesn't weigh hardly anything. I can't even feel it.
And James Strebel.
Biden's 82. Look, he's doing great. Look at him. He's doing a fantastic job.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Kentucky, they lost, but in this graphic, they were 5-0, tied for the lead in the SEC and 21-3.
I had no idea.
I had no idea they were there. I mean, you know, we being in Louisville and being a Louisville station, we know how well. We need to get somebody on. Who does those games?
Sean Moth does Louisville.
No, I don't care about Louisville. I'm talking about UK.
You see, it sounded like you were talking about Louisville.
Dick Gabriel, maybe?
All right, we're in studio today, Liquor Barn Studios. It's The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7, ESPNLouisville.com, the ESPN Louisville app. Where's Strebel at? I got James here. I'm here. Strebel's parked. He's supposed to be here. By the way, Strebel doesn't have a parking pass. We need to fix that, too. I had no idea you didn't have a parking pass. Strebel, you could have said something like any time over the last 3 years, we could have probably got that taken care of. And by the way, the saddest thing today with our guy Strebel is he just missed Scotty D. And I always love to see the conversation between those two, between James Strebel and Scotty D. And so it looks like they just missed each other, which is too bad. All right, it's a Tuesday. To set up the show today, we're busy. As always, our college basketball insider, Mike DeCourcy, will join us from the Sporting News at 5 o'clock. He was in Louisville over the weekend for the South Regional, obviously. And he likes UConn to win it all now that we are. He had them going to the Final Four anyway, so. We will heap praise on him. He also had a terrible take, but I can't remember what it is. Oh, yeah, Maryland winning the championship is a Big Ten title. That's something we may have to take him to task over. So that's Mike DeCourcy. Kyle Boone, CBS Sports, going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. Dan Dockich at it again today. I have a question for UK basketball today. Mark Stoops throwing a hissy fit over the weekend. I don't know. I guess we'll talk about that and a couple of Louisville items as well. James Strebel is here. He's feeling good.
Yeah.
He's looking good.
Yes.
How you doing, big guy?
I'm doing good.
You just missed Scotty D.
Oh, man.
Just missed him.
Dang. I'm sure he's real disappointed.
Boy,
you
sound really disappointed by that.
No, I'm disappointed.
Oh, I can't believe
I'm
crushed.
I just know Scotty D's. He's not disappointed he didn't see me.
No, he's not.
Exactly. So, no, I'd like to say hello to Scotty D.
He gave blood.
He
gave blood. He did radio. Now he's going to the dentist. How about that?
Wow, he's got a full day.
That's a full day.
He could do all that. I mean, do you give blood often?
No.
It's been years since I've done it, but I almost passed out one time, so I'm very hesitant
okay.
to do it.
So they give you a cookie and everything. Okay, so you're that guy.
Yeah,
You're the big guy that can't do it. By the way.
I don't mind needles. It feels weird. Like, afterwards,
say
I almost
that.
Pass
I don't
out.
Mind. I don't mind needles.
I don't mind getting shots and stuff. Like, that doesn't bother me.
You ever got shot in the butt?
Oh, yeah, as a child.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember that or not?
Oh, yeah.
Have you got one? You haven't got not got one lately?
No, they've all been in the arm.
They've all been in
the
arm.
Yeah, they've all been in the arm lately. I haven't had
even your COVID one was in the arm?
COVID one was
Are
in
you
the
sure?
arm? Oh, yeah, because I did the drive-through thing. I was at the fairgrounds. I was at the
oh,
fairgrounds.
Oh, you're a teacher. Yeah.
I was a teacher. Yeah, I got pushed to the front of the line.
Oh, you get special treatment. I'm a teacher. Not if Bevin was here.
Not if Bevin was here, I'd be last.
You still wouldn't have it.
I still wouldn't have it. I'd still be waiting.
They'd be like, hey, can we finally have our
COVID vaccine? Bevin's like, no, they're withheld from you.
I opened my Twitter as I sat down today in the Liquor Barn Studios.
Yeah.
And
sounds good, by the way.
And I see... I didn't do anything.
Good, okay. Good. That's a good thing. I had to go under the table. Yeah,
there's no one to say. I mean, it should.
First time
I shouldn't
ever.
Have to go under the table. It right. should sound fine.
Yes.
But I open it up, and our friends at ESPN Lexington.
Yeah.
They just put Alan Cutler's show up, his podcast.
Oh, boy.
And the title,
where the truth is told.
And in the close. The title is, could you find a filter in this show if you looked?
Oh,
maybe.
Boy.
Would you find it coming from Alan Cutler? No.
No. No filter.
And then it says on the podcast, former UK tennis coach Dennis Emery, EKU voice, and our guy coach David Sisk, who will probably be on
yeah,
tomorrow.
Yeah, David
Strieble.
On tomorrow. Yeah, with me. Zadie's in Houston.
Well, what's the EKU guy going to do?
I don't know. Hey, Alan.
Does he need to not have a filter on with no, EKU athletics?
I think you decided an agreement to go on with Alan Cutler that says you can't have a filter.
We want to hear EKU athletics without the filter.
Now, weren't they just in the NIT or something? Or the CBI? They were in the CBI championship game, I think.
Yeah, they were doing the thing where they won the most games in the Commonwealth.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
That's kind of
I got no filter for you on that one, EKU.
Man.
You don't know my opinion about that. No filter.
No filter. No, there's no filter at
Dockage
all.
Dockage doesn't have a filter.
Oh, Dockage stepped in it today. We can do that, right? You just want to start with that?
We can't, because I don't know. I'm blocked, so I can't see what he did.
Oh, you didn't see what
I didn't see what he did.
You didn't see what he did?
I'm still blocked. Like, I thought it'd be, like, time had passed. It's been years. I didn't even get blocked during the ESPN.
Well, I was blocked. I was blocked during that and whatever.
And then you got out of it. He let you out of jail.
All right, so here it is. Dockage tweeted at 12:17. My people are telling me Zach Edey is in the transfer portal.
Oh, no.
The transfer portal and NIL suck.
NIL suck.
That's the transfer portal and NIL suck.
What's the NIL suck?
And... Zach Edey retweeted him, like, my sources tell me that's not true.
Oh,
in, like,
no.
6 minutes.
Oh, Dockage.
So, 6 minutes.
Now, is he going to go on an IU radio program and, like, call him and berate him the way he did here when he got everything wrong about U of L?
He's got his own
show. He's on Outkick. I forgot.
He's on Outkick. He's got his own thing.
I was talking
with Biscuit, by the way, about the guy that was taking runs at women's basketball from Outkick.
Oh, really?
Biscuit was giving takes. Well, I felt bad. I'm like, every time I see Biscuit, I ask about women's basketball. I'm sure he's tired of me.
Like, quit pigeonholing
me, Andy. Exactly.
Like,
I'm like, you kind of did it to yourself.
I'm a Jets fan. I wear all these minor league baseball hats. I like soccer. I like footy. A
little footy?
A little footy.
I'm not going to read any of these.
Oh, I don't even know what I did.
Well, the shot in the butt. You know how that is.
Yeah, okay, that's it. Yeah,
I think the best radio you did was yesterday, the curveball of Candace Parker. I wish I could have seen James's face. He had to be confused.
Yeah, he's still confused. I'm looking at
the
him
last
right now.
Thing that James did before we walked in here is he cut Scott Satterfield sound from Cincinnati.
Whoa, James. Did you get hazard pay for
38
that?
38 seconds of Sat getting the boys ready for a spring practice
in Cincinnati, but it's immaculate the way that's run.
I have a UK question I want to get to here with you. But, you know, I'll be honest. Today was one of those days where I'm like, no one's in the portal.
Yeah.
No news. I mean, there's no news like right now.
Nothing.
And it's kind of odd that, you know, Kenny Payne now is going to go back to... was it Real G's move without G, little
lasagna
BS,
silent G? Yeah.
Whatever Jeff Greer said. Okay, we get it, Greer. You got the side part with the fade. Okay,
yeah.
You look like soccer. We get it.
We understand.
Okay?
Yes,
Real G's move in silence
like lasagna. That's
okay.
It.
That's
yes.
what it was.
Yes,
and so
I think there's a chance-ish mm-hmm. that is kind of maybe, you know, what's going on now. And then you have Kentucky, who I want to get into this with you.
Yeah.
Because there is a cleansing at Kentucky.
Which I didn't expect.
Yeah, that to me, like, the way you sell a team is you get a new team. Mm-hmm. Or if there are guys, I mean, Lance Ware should not be playing, okay?
Right, yeah.
So if he comes back, that's fine, but you're not going to need him. C.J. Frederick, if he comes back, you know that Cal's going to have the scholarship open, but that's not the point, mm-hmm. okay? And that's what KP is going to do
Absolutely.
For the most part, outside of Mike James, Hersey Miller, perhaps Huntley Hatfield, and we'll see. I'm even surprised. I know Kentucky is having their exit meetings, okay?
This week.
I guess I'm a little bit surprised that we haven't seen more confirmed, hey, we're back. I know Peyton Siva was out to dinner watching the games with J.J. Trainer, Mike James. So, again, you imagine all these guys would be coming back.
Sure.
But we sit around and wait. So I want to get to that because there's something that's out there. That you're missing, and I'm missing,
Ooh, okay.
and I just thought of it. Okay, it's not a big deal, but I wanted to throw it
Something
out there
because
Kentucky,
well,
Kentucky's going to need to get guys.
They are.
I think they're after the Oregon kid. I think they're going to be after several guys here.
Yeah.
Because if you just give me the freshman, okay, and maybe Antonio Reeves,
and maybe
Reeves
Lance
needs to be a bench player.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Lance Ware doesn't need to play. I'm sorry.
Like he's like
okay?
5 to 7 minutes a game.
No, he doesn't need to play
at all.
Like to
okay.
me, I'm a no. You got to move on. You got to move on from these guys.
That
okay.
I agree with. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
you don't
I
need 7 minutes from a guy that
can't play. Score okay? 0 to 3 points.
Give me something new. People buy into new.
Yes.
They buy into new. It breeds hope, and that's where in the next few months bowl schools will be. Hmm. But let's go back.
Okay.
As we sit here today, and James, if you want to play along as well, James and James. What would be the one thing you would want to ask KP or Cal about that? I'll tell you what mine. Now, there's a litany of things, okay,
yeah.
that you could go with. I mean, injuries, obviously.
Sure.
With Cal, you could go to. I mean, obviously that. I mean, Xavier Wheeler has put his name out. I believe Damian Collins is doing the right thing. He's going to put his name in, but he's
sure.
meeting with the coaches here this week, and there's going to be a conversation. Xavier Wheeler's not doing it.
No,
whatever
that's
that
over.
Relationship was, the benching, the injury,
right.
the tailbone injury, the not being at senior day, the is he going to play in the SEC and NCAA tournaments, all of that nonsense. But Wheeler, no offense, I'm not going to waste my one wish on Wheeler.
That's what I'm saying. He's okay. a little different than the rest of those guys when it comes
to me,
the meetings.
To me, it would be with Cal. You know how tired he looked?
Yeah.
When did you know? When did Cal know?
Oh.
When did he? Because I think he gives us BS.
Yeah.
And we take it.
Yeah.
And he only gives us BS. And he gives us less now because he does less and less media.
Right.
But John Calipari, I think, was faking it all year. All year he was faking it. And he knew he was sunk when it was worrying about the fans and worrying about guys being in a dark place and
yeah.
not like an Aaron Rodgers dark place and all these other things. So to me, the Cal, now you can drill down, Strebel, and you can be more specific. But
right,
to
that's
me,
a good one.
But to me, it was, when did this guy who's been around a bunch of good and great teams,
mm-hmm.
okay, look at this team and realize we're gonna have to have, now other teams have done it, we're going to have the March Madness miracle. And
yeah.
Sorry, Cal, it's been a while since you've been able to play that card and have it successfully play out to where you have that year.
He couldn't
okay?
even talk it up
so,
to
so
himself.
While you're thinking, to me, the Kenny Payne thing, like, truth serum, one question.
Right.
What's the actual reality with the recruiting last year?
Hmm.
Did you just whiff? Was it your first time around and you whiffed? How much was it? NIL last year to this year is much different. And we in the way it's been talked about at U of L basketball, the way it's, I mean, they're letting people know, like Blankenbaker, to talk about it on the air. Hey, there is a hefty salary cap here to build a winning basketball team.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay? There always has
that
been.
That was not the narrative
a year ago. Nope.
Okay, so we don't need to act like it was. It was quite literally the opposite of that. And so that would be my question to Kenny Payne is, what was real? What was? It wasn't 100% the IARP.
No, the dark cloud.
I'm not acting like that's not part of it. I'm not acting like that's not potentially a massive part of it. But it's also not all of it.
Sure, no.
And so roster construction. Okay. Now, I'd also love to know when he thought he had to enter the season thinking this is going to be a mess.
I think he knew pretty soon,
too. But those would be the two things. The building of the roster. What was real? Did you just lose recruiting battles? What's real here? What's the real truth here? And for Cal, it would be, when did you know you were sunk? Because I just think, whether it be injuries, whether it be Oscar at the beginning of the year with injuries,
sure,
whether it be Cal telling you guys you need to be patient, whether it be him battling the fans, I wonder when he looked at this and thought, I mean, we might get better, but our runway is not what it used to be.
And we all dismissed it, especially Kentucky fans, but you know, me specifically, I'll have my questions here in a second, but we all dismissed it back in November when he tried to, like, because you're right, he BS's so much, it's hard to realize when he's actually telling the truth, because we're so used to him either not being full with the truth or just flat out fibbing. But when he told us in November, hey guys, this is going to take some time, you all are going to need to give this team a little bit of a break early on, and we're all like, what are you talking about, Cal? Like, this is a veteran team, which is going to get to my questions, a veteran team, these guys have been in your system for X amount of years, what are you talking about? He knew then, I think, Andy. I think he knew once they got back from the Bahamas, once Oscar's knee wasn't right and he had to hit the procedure, that this team was stuck. And probably he saw, you know, Xavier Wheeler was still Xavier Wheeler, and he saw maybe Chris Livingston wasn't as ready as he wanted him to be. So my questions would be this. For Kenny Payne, my question would be this. You put so much on the emphasis of they're not getting it. They don't know how to fight. I'm trying to get them to fight. Why was that the case? Why were you not able to reach this group? Because it's very clear that there was a disconnect between you and those players. Whose fault was it? Again, truth serum. So he tells you, you know, coaching staff didn't do the right thing. These guys were already messed up and they didn't care about it. Why could you not reach these guys and get them to do the simple things like hustle and play hard? Because that was a narrative in every single game. There was a stretch where they just quit. Why couldn't you reach them to do the easiest thing, and that's to play hard? For John Calipari, my question would be this. Would you build a team like that again? Would you build a team with 3-4-year players again? Would you go through with that? Because there's a reason why they're at Kentucky for 3 and 4 years. That's not usually a Cal-constructed team. And he did that for, what, two straight seasons?
Yeah, he didn't have to do it, by the way.
Yeah, you know, exactly. He didn't have to do it. So I would ask him, would you do that again? Because for two straight seasons, it ended in the same way. Disappointment, early exit in March, getting guys out. So those would be my two questions for Kenny Payne and John Calipari.
Texter says, with the Dockage stuff, it's better. He got duped by a fake tweet from a UK fan and then reported the account and got it suspended. Is that true?
That'd be even better, yeah. BB and Bluebelly. Got him.
Yeah. I hope a Bluebelly did that.
Yeah.
Texter says, my buddy's buddy is the one that got Dockage today. All right, let's try. I need to know if that's true or not.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm not. I don't know if it's true.
I don't either, but it's a text line.
Silly thing to lie about 10 minutes
minutes ago.
It would be a silly thing to lie about, but the text line lies about a lot of silly things.
So I need to do more research.
Yeah,
into
I need
this.
Whoever that texter is, I need some evidence. I need something else other than my buddy's buddy did that.
Well, no. So what happened here is Dokic just stole Billy Blue Belly's report and he used it on his own on his national platform.
Yeah, and got Zach Edey called him out. That's great. That's what Dokic needs to do.
I don't think it's getting got. I think it's just lying.
He just
and
lying?
Being lazy. I think there's a big difference. Like, if I retweeted, if a story came out today that John Calipari was going anywhere.
To Texas.
Anywhere. Well, they already got a coach, okay?
Well, Rodney Terry, they fired him because Calipari's coming.
College, back to Pittsburgh high school boys basketball.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah. Moon Township,
and Pennsylvania. It's a fake Adrian Wojnarowski with 85 followers.
Like Jack yesterday.
Yeah, and then you say, oh, we get God and we laugh about it. Dokic didn't do that.
He just flat out lied. He's like, I have this report and I'm going to put it out there.
He took the worst, he took BBN's, not example, the word for it.
Yeah.
He took random BBN man's word for it on social media.
Right. He tried to put himself on a pedestal like he had news and was breaking the news and got found out by it. That's great.
Oh, that's
I'm
fantastic.
Glad that happened to Dan Dokic. Out of everybody, it's fantastic.
I need to do some more research on this.
Yeah, because I need to know if that's what he did.
Yeah,
that
but
would be
I'm
fantastic.
Sure I'm sure he's cleaned his tracks by now.
Oh, I'm sure he has. You know how he works. He'll go out and start erasing tweets and deleting tweets.
Yeah, it's all deleted.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes. Yeah, it's all deleted.
Dan Dokic is Dan Dokic, baby.
It's all deleted.
He deletes all kinds of things and just flat out lies about anything and everything he can.
Yeah, he's battling with some guy named Kentucky Calvary BBN. They're always named that, James.
Kentucky
Calvary. That's what they're always named.
And they throw a BBN in there sometimes. Sometimes it's hashtag BBN or just sometimes it's flat
out
BBN.
He's battling with I Bleed Blue 100. And it's got a Kentucky football helmet from the days of
Tim Couch Johnson.
No, keep going. Who's the guy that loves every player who's on KSR?
Freddie Maggard. Yeah,
Freddie Maggard.
Yes,
sorry,
Freddie.
I knew you would know what that is.
You do. No, I know exactly who you're talking about. Loves every player is right. Yes. Thought I almost said Roush there for a second, but then we're talking about a former player. So, yeah, then I knew it was Maggard.
Ence has helped us. Thank you, Ence Shapiro.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, Ence is back. I don't know what he was doing.
He was gone for days.
Did he fly his young lady in for the weekend?
I don't know. I hope so. I hope that's the case.
Well, what's going on with him?
Oh, he's showing her around town, you know?
Maybe the Lou City Press Box?
Yeah. This is where I'm treated like a king. Here's my throne.
Well, no.
The throne got moved to
where,
the field.
It's where he used to be treated like a king.
Good point.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, so I guess, it's Pell's year. It's Pell's year. You know who that is.
Who's that?
Pell's year. That's
the Pell. Yes.
Okay.
Pell's year.
James doesn't. Okay. There's a guy named Pell's year. P-E-L-S
yes.
year. Is that your buddy texter? And he changed his account name to be a fake Borzello.
Oh, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, and he reported the Zach Edey news, and it got and then Dokic tried to steal it and put a twist on it. Oh, that's fantastic. I see. He got 200. All right, this guy tweeted out.
Oh, this is great.
Breaking. Purdue center Zach Edey is entering the transfer portal. The 7'4 big man averaged 22 points, 13 rebounds, and will almost certainly win National Player of the Year. I'm told Edey is seeking a massive NIL number that he didn't think was attainable in West Lafayette. Okay? And so Pell's year changed his name to a fake Borzello, which can easily be done.
Yes.
Dan Dokic saw it, fell for it, and then tweeted out his own thing, thinking it was Jeff Borzello, thinking, okay, Jeff Borzello tweeted this. He is a reputable journalist at ESPN, an insider for college basketball, that he knows what's going on here.
Surely this isn't fake.
I'll just tweet mine a couple minutes later with, I'm hearing, and we'll be good to go.
Yeah, and then boom. it's so funny because
Denim Dan.
The Pell's year guy, it just says cats in his bio.
show. It's a picture.
So Peltier's gone, man. It's too bad.
He's suspended. I know.
He is suspended.
That stinks. It comes to Dan Dawkins. You bum. Don't get other people suspended because you're stupid. I mean, that's ridiculous. He wouldn't report it. Oh, he's being a fake guy. It's like, no, you're trying to take your
Even
victory
Roland,
lap.
Even Roland goes, my people's Pels year, LOL. And Dawkins says, got me.
Dawkins did.
Now, why don't you go be mean to Roland? Go make fun of him for having so much sex that he's got nine kids.
Yeah, so Dawkins is being nice to Roland?
Something. I mean, he's not being mean to him.
I wonder what that's about. There's got to be a story
Maybe
there.
Maybe he's got a rival subscription to Cats Illustrated for $9.99 a month.
He does. Big Dan. Big Dan Outkick.
Well, that's this. Oh, Big Dan is.
He's Big Dan Fox. There's Big Dan Fox. Big Dan Outkick.
_ Fox News. Yeah,
Big Dan _ Fox News. Big Dan,
man.
Tucker Carlson tonight.
You know, Issel's going to be here for Derby. Of course he will.
Of course he is. Yes, yes.
He'll probably be hanging with a sheik. Well, we need to find if we can use Issel to get into a party.
Yeah, I'll be off Thursday and Friday.
You're off Thursday and Friday?
I am off Thursday and Friday,
Take Wednesday off. So we could do maybe
we
could Wednesday.
Because we did the show from the track, Thursday last year?
Yeah, the problem now is Thursday is so wild.
It's busy. Yeah, I know it used to be.
Which is fine, but it is wild.
I remember being on that tram. From the fairgrounds to Churchill Downs, and I'm standing in this line. I'm like, man, Thursday you should be able to just drive up and just walk in.
Well, no, it's
like
a Kentucky Derby. You drive up and walk in.
I mean on Thursday.
100,000. Well, not anymore.
What I'm saying. That's why I'm so shocked. I hadn't been on Thursday in a couple of years, and I'm looking around. I'm like, where did all these people? Thursday was like the day for the South End. That was the South End's day. We'd all go out and do our thing.
Oh, I'm not going to read that one. It just...
What?
Well, it says butt plug.
Oh, well, what?
Text our account was called Pelsier. Yeah, we got it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pelsier. What a great thing. Stephen A. Smith wearing a UK
Everyone's
hat.
Like, you got it. Like, this is the only thing, like, I might agree with Musk on. Like, yeah. No. The fake accounts are funny on Twitter. Sorry.
Sorry. Right, they are funny.
It's not Twitter's job to make sure everything is factual.
Well, not only that, like, make sure that, like, you don't tweet out. Like, it's your fault. If you tweet in things that aren't factual, if you tweet out lies, do you think it's real? It's your fault. It's on you for not doing the research.
Texas says, hey, Andy, tell Diener. JJ and James, Mike James, had on Nikes in their picture with Sivo.
Oh, no.
I went and pulled the picture.
Is it true?
Hang on.
Oh, here we go. James over here, he's shaking his head. Yes. He's smiling.
He's smiling.
He's smiling.
I want to see if I save the picture here.
Okay.
Because I looked at it a second ago, and it is true.
Yeah. Now Diener's got to come up with a nickname for those
Diener,
guys.
There you go. I can tell JJ's wearing all Adidas, but his the kicks are absolutely
Nike.
Are Jordans.
Yeah.
And I can't tell with Mike James. He might not be wearing any Adidas. I don't
not
know. I don't know what brand those are. That's what I'm saying.
Who's that little kid in the background?
Well, they're out and about. They're at a restaurant. They're at Tin Roof. Drew Franklin's in the background somewhere.
I'm sure he is. Yeah.
Maria Montgomery's there.
Her and Todd Lantern just ordered some apps for everybody in the bar. They can afford it.
I don't know who that floppy haired kid is. How about that?
I hope it's like a transfer portal guy. He's going out
to eat. Like a 15-year-old.
I don't know.
That guy's not on the bench.
Ron McMahon looked young when he showed up. He's 15 years old as a freshman. I hope he's on a recruiting visit, that kid. Our starting point guard for next year.
Texter Duke from Dixie. Oh, we can do that again.
Oh, yeah. Dixie's a good one.
just give me a Kentucky name. That's fine. 437-9680. All right. So Kyle Boone's going to join us at 4 o'clock.
Yes.
Mike DeCourcy at 5 o'clock. We have this Scott Satterfield sound that we can get you on the other end. Something about Kentucky basketball I wanted to get your thoughts on.
Okay.
We can do that. And at some point today, you got to say goodbye to Drew Timmy.
Yes, I do.
So I know that has not happened, so we'll do that. And we got you all the way to 6 o'clock here on The Take. It's a Tuesday on ESPN 680.
Metro College is a program that helps students pay for tuition, and I didn't believe it. You have to work third shift 5 days a week. It's a great and rewarding thing when you graduate. I would do it all over again, just like I just did.
You know those buddies who magically become medical professionals when you're not at the top of your game? The ones who say,
"Come on, muscle through it."
But then also say,
"Hey, you should probably see my specialist."
Or surgery or pain meds. It's almost always false, false, and false. Athletico's physical therapists, the same therapists who work with professional athletes, can tackle those little aches and pains from the start before they become big ones. So next time, don't believe everything you hear. Instead, start with Athletico. Schedule your free assessment at athletico.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Dan! You know bad basketball coaching.
What does that mean? He's a bad basketball coach?
I'm sure he's been around plenty of bad basketball coaches and have watched plenty of bad basketball coaches through his years and decades in the NBA, ABA.
Don't make up for this. I don't know what you were saying.
I'm not saying anything about Dan. We have to separate ourselves from you for that comment.
And James Strebel.
He's played for Hubie Brown.
But he's coached against bums. He's played against bums. He's coached against bums. He's seen bum basketball coaches. He can recognize it. He knows it better than anybody.
Oh boy,
he's seen it. He was a GM for the Nuggets. He knows what a bum basketball coach is.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
You sunk there, and I don't think you've ever come back to the surface.
I'm still in the deep.
I think you are in the deep. Hey, a big thank you to Raising Cane's. Bring by some lunch today to the ESPN Louisville studios. Go ahead, download that Raising Cane's mobile app or order online, RaisingCane's.com, to snag the perfect game watch party. Of course, all the games, the semifinals, national championship on Monday. Don't call a timeout. Make the right play and score some hot, fresh, hand-battered chicken tenders. Chicken fingers, from Raising Cane's. One love. Again, RaisingCane's.com.
Sounds good. I saw some back there. Not much left.
There's a box or two.
I had to catch a snack here in between one of the breaks.
You want a little snack?
Eat a tender or two.
Eat a little tender?
Maybe a tender and a couple of fries. I can't just eat the bread. The bread will stop me up for sure.
Stop you up?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a gross way to look at it.
It is, yeah.
It's a very, very gross way to look at it.
But it is the only way to look at it. I'll miss the bread. Yeah, I'll get some other things. I'm sure you will.
Let me ask you this, and we can do several things today. Good or bad news for U of L women's basketball. I want to throw that your way as well. And I got something for DJ Wagner.
Maybe
it's Aaron Bradshaw. And, by the way, The Athletic wrote a piece about the practices in the McDonald's All-American game. Good things for you, obviously.
Yes.
We can get to that maybe here in a second. Kyle Boone at 4, Mike DeCourcy at 5. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
We are under the understanding, and if we write all this down, and we do this, it's going to be what? Who's the Kentucky team right now? Let's say Reeves is back.
Say Reeves is back, and then that leaves us with Wagner, and then we've got maybe Dillingham, and then we've got Edwards,
Justin Edwards,
Bradshaw,
yep,
Reed Shepherd,
yep.
And I think those are the guys, because Thiero hasn't announced yet. Onyenso hasn't announced yet.
CJ would be up in the air, too. Okay, so, I'm just reading a column from John Clay today.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's just talking, basically he's talking about, he's making the parallel that it's been that Justice Winslow team that that won the title with Duke.
Sure.
Since, Coach K's last title is the last time, really, that you've had a heavy freshman group, and listen, in this team, do I think all five starting positions will end up being freshmen? I do not. I'm going to be clear with that I don't. But if you told me three and at times four, or if you told me at times it's three out of five, that you got the first guys coming off the bench that are absolutely playing minutes, could be starting, could be playing starter minutes, I wouldn't be surprised.
Not at all.
So I preface everything with the guys you just mentioned. And John Clay threw Thiero and Onyenso in as guys that would be coming back, okay?
Okay.
But much like the U of L guys, I'm going to need my Instagram post, okay?
Right, exactly.
I'm going to need my email from the school, and there's no reason for them to do that right now, at least right now.
Sure.
Next week, I think we may find ourselves with some more decisions.
Right.
Maybe later this week, maybe when we're in Houston on like Friday. That might be something, the old Friday news dump.
Sure.
When we're trying to catch Bill Walton before we get the hell out of town.
Bill Walton, yeah.
But I bring all that up for this reason. Collins is gone.
Yes.
Who cares about CJ? And Reeves, you want him back, you're not going to lose sleep over it, is the way that I view it. And maybe you view it a little bit more, but whatever, okay? It's not the biggest deal in the world. Livingston's a bigger deal.
I agree with that.
Collins not developing as a five-star out of Texas is a bigger deal.
Sure.
And so I bring all that up because Cal's talked about him a lot, and you guys are excited about Adu Thiero and Ugonna Anyenzo.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, you're excited about those guys.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, and this is probably a little bit more with Thiero, but, I mean, Cal's talked about Anyenzo. I mean, he's trying to sell him as, hey, we can play 2 7-footers.
Yeah.
And he's doing that because he's probably looking and saying, okay, with Bradshaw coming in, with what Kentucky is going to stockpile with talent. Well, I mean, I'm trying to decide how much they need in the portal. And I see Adu Thiero, and what do I do with that? And I
That's
see
a good question.
And I see Anyenzo. It's easy for me to say, these guys have these guys have upside. Mm-hmm. These guys have talent. A guy like Thiero played last year.
He played important minutes in some games.
Yeah, he played well into the SEC schedule. Unlike Ugonna, he played some early, and then he vanished for 3/4 of the year, which I'm not even blaming Cal over. I mean, you guys can. That's fine. But what about them? Because, I mean, Strebel, if they're good, that changes how we view the portal.
Oh, it absolutely
does. If Anyenzo is back and Cal thinks he can really put him on the floor, and whether he means the 2 7-footers or not, by the way, he does.
He does
mean
that,
whether
he
does or not, I mean, that is a main piece of your team, okay? Yeah. So if I put him on my list, and if Adu Thiero, it's easy to say. Mm-hmm. This guy's like a 3-star guy.
Yeah.
It's easy to say, okay, Cal find a diamond in the rough, I'm going to develop him. It makes you feel better as a Kentucky fan, you know, because that's how it used to be.
Right.
And, now you got the finished product of the 5-star. But this is, Cal's going to, he's going to show you his coaching acumen with this one. Do you guys really buy them? And do you buy them next year? Because if you do, if you do, I mean, Strebel, you're looking at 8 guys right there.
Yes.
You're looking at 8 guys without them, without someone in the portal.
Right.
Which you know is going to happen.
Yeah, no, that's going to happen for sure.
And you're looking at 9 guys and even, you know, Lance Ware, we'll see. But, I mean, Kentucky doesn't operate with much more than that.
No, I don't
know what to do. I have been back and forth with when they just need a little bit. Wait a minute, there is a cleansing here. They're going to need a lot more to thinking, well, Andy, if Adu Thiero is what all these fans have been trying to sell me on, and Cal, by the way, and Anyenzo is what Cal is trying to sell me on, then to me, I mean, you don't need another center. I mean,
no.
to me, what else do you need a guard if you have Dillingham, DJ, and Adu Thiero?
Right.
What are you going to get that's better than him if you believe that rhetoric that has been the last few months? And I don't know what I believe. I have no idea.
I'm the same way as you. There's part of me that wants to see Anyenzo and Thiero stay and be good and develop because, like you said, I like those guys. And then there's part of me that understands your side of it, too, that's like they need a cleansing because that was such a – and it wasn't a colossal failure, but the last season was a failure.
I wouldn't count those two guys. Just like if I were a Louisville fan, I'd be like, no, I'll keep my James.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Last year was 4 wins, but I'll go ahead and try to figure it out.
I'm not counting
him
against them.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm just not that trusting of the portal. Because we've seen good portal, we've seen really bad portal. The one thing they do need out of the portal, and I think you will agree with me on this, is they need a power forward type dude out of the portal. I think that John Calipari he'll be fine with Anyenzo. I think Thiero will be fine. The problem with Anyenzo is like I saw Thiero get better as the year went on. With Anyenzo,
he stopped playing. He didn't play.
No, yeah. He didn't play. But there were later in the season, he was better than he was at the beginning of the season. And there were games where he played big minutes and he was able to rebound and pass and shoot a little bit and hit free throws and contribute to the team. I didn't see Anyenzo contribute anything to the team at all. So my trust in John Calipari just throwing out there that you got Anyenzo is good I'm a little wary.
He played in five games in the new year, in 2023, and one of those was
like what,
the
minutes.
Auburn game.
Yeah, and he played, what, 1 minute or whatever that was?
I and one him, was the Georgia game, yeah.
Yeah, I remember him getting in and spending a little bit of time
he,
on
he
it.
He scored 2 points. He scored one basket the entire 2023
like
year.
If, yeah, if Calipari wants this team to be like those teams of old, like he needs both of those guys to be good. He can't start the season off with like – Yunso starts like he did with Nick Richards and only plays like 5 minutes to start the game and then he's benched immediately. Like, he's going to need him to be good right away.
I just don't know. I just don't know if fans are factoring them in or not.
I think they are. I think fans are factoring them in as being part of the team. I really do. I think more Thiero than Yunso because there's been the Yunso scuttle, which, I don't 100% buy. But I think fans are factoring them in. So if you look at that and there are eight guys right there, what do you need in the portal? Two, three? And that's it?
Like you need two or three guys. You don't need 11 guys.
No, you don't. Well, then you'll need two guys. I think
Cal ain't going to play that many
Cal,
guys.
Cal, this is what you're rolling with.
If you keep CJ, it's going to be one.
I do. Just don't. Please don't keep CJ.
No, well, I think you need two. I think he'd be perfect for you.
No, he could be. They could find CJ Fredericks in the portal. They could find someone better than CJ Fredericks in the portal. I do not think he'll be back. I hope he's not back because he's hurt all the time. I know some of that's not his fault, but even when he was healthy, I mean, he'd score 15 and win one game. The next game, he'd score three.
Texas says Cal resurrecting the dinosaur twin tower offense.
But I will defend it this way. I'll defend it this way. This isn't like sticking Nerlens Noel and Willie Cauley Stein on the blocks together.
Willie Cauley Stein, man.
Bradshaw can stretch the defense. He can shoot from the outside. He's not a traditional big. He's not a traditional 7-footer. So the people like, he can't, like, you know, Matt Jones leading the parade on this. And like, he's doing it again. He's putting two bigs out there. No. Well,
Grossman did it too. Don't just blame Matt Banks.
No, Grossman did it
too. He has more followers. Got his account back. It got hacked.
Oh, I saw that.
It was gone for a while.
It was gone for a while.
Shocker, he goes to Atlanta.
Exactly.
Yeah. Settle down, Jack.
But I Aaron Bradshaw is not a typical 7-footer. He talked about that yesterday. He talked about Coach Cal. And that's why I said, is Coach Cal BSing Bradshaw? Because he's like, yeah, Cal told me I'd play at the threesome. And I don't know if I'd want to see that, but a stretch four would be perfect. They haven't had a stretch four since I don't know who was there.
Texter says, Jumpman JJ.
Yeah, Jumpman JJ Trainer.
Texas says Connor from Covington. Texas says Pell's year is back on Twitter. You damn right he is.
Yeah, he got reinstated pretty quick. I think they found that it was very, you know, mild what happened.
Texas says Matty Banks thinks Reed Shepard plays at least 12 to 15 minutes a game. That's fine. I don't. Okay, then you don't think
the Thiero's not developing.
That's my point.
Yeah,
that's
the Thiero's not developing.
Who
if Reed
plays
Shepard's...
more next year, Adu Thiero or Reed Shepard? I'm gonna. Can I put
that's
that up as a poll?
No, that's a good Twitter poll question.
Isn't Elon taking something away?
He's making it to where, like, if you're not verified
he's
on the blue check, you don't get...
Was it Master Commander from Halo?
Master Commander.
It was that...
Master Chief.
Master Chief.
Master
okay,
Chief
that's
was
what
Halo,
I was
yeah.
Thinking.
Master Commander is the Russell Crowe movie where he's, like, on a ship. It's a really good movie. But, I think it's like if you're not Twitter verified, you won't populate in the For You portion of Twitter.
Are you going to get this?
Heck, like, no.
You're not going to pay?
I'm paying $7 a month.
Is it 7 a month?
7 a month. Yeah, I'm not
what
paying 7
a month. What do I get for it? I don't even know.
You get the check mark, and then the more people, you'll get populated in the For You section.
Okay, so Blank does it. Who here does it?
Blank pays $7 a month for that?
Yeah.
Really?
Blank doesn't care about that. Yeah.
Well, I know he's swimming in money, but
yeah.
I didn't.
$7 a month, that's nothing to Blank.
Wow.
What are you talking about?
Like, see, spits out $7. Get it out of here. Take it, Musk.
That's 5% of his haircut he gets every 2 weeks.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it is.
So, no, I'm not going to do that. I would like more people to see my tweets, but I'm not doing that.
Is that all I get? Yeah, but do people then see the tweets more?
Yeah, because you get populated the For You stuff. So if you tweet about stuff that fans like, since you have that blue check mark, I think this is the way it works. You'll kind of get like front of the line. You'll be populated into their feed more. They'll be like, who's this Andy Sweeney guy? I like the way he thinks. I like his takes. And then they'll hit follow, and you'll get more followers.
All right, Adu Thiero or Jeff Shepard? Or how about Reed Shepard?
Yeah. Because people say Jeff Shepard.
Texas says you need Reeves back. Kentucky needs shooting. No, listen, they need a guy like CJ.
You cannot rely on him.
No.
If he wants to come back under the understanding he might play 3 minutes a game,
don't give him a scholarship.
Fine.
I'm fine with
him getting a scholarship.
No, I don't want
you
to
hate him. You hate him.
I don't hate him.
You dislike him.
I dislike him very much.
And since when?
Since like...
No, not since when. Since who? Who was before him? Who's
that I dislike?
Yeah, who's on your dislike list?
EJ Montgomery.
I forgot all about him.
He had like one magical game against Florida, EJ. I think he played one good game against Florida. He had like a tip-in or something. EJ Montgomery was on that list. CJ Frederick, obviously. Oh, Ryan Harrow. Oh, he drove me nuts. Ryan Harrow, he wouldn't play. When he did play, they were like, oh, he's crying about it. He's too much pressure. He's definitely on the list.
That's the first time Cal played it's your fault.
Yeah. Too difficult on Ryan Harrow.
Texas says Buck from Berea.
We did.
Wilbur from Wallens Creek from Jason Entz.
Wilbur. Of course, Jason Entz knows a Wilbur. He has a friend.
He might be a Wilbur. He might be Wilbur Entz.
Jason Wilbur Entz.
He might be.
I think that's
what he named his cat. I don't know. I don't know his cat's name.
Yeah, is it Wilbur?
Is it Ronaldo? I don't know what it is.
It's probably like Pudding or something like that. Come here, Pudding.
Princess. Isn't Pudding off Silence of the Lambs?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, no, Precious.
That Precious.
That was Precious.
Yep. Yeah, that was.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Princess Pudding.
Texas says Florence from Florence. Texas says, why am I not surprised blank pays for Twitter? Why am I doing
it? Really? You thinking about
What's 12 times 7? I'll just pay it off and be done with it.
Oh, wow. So you have to be $84. $84 a year.
Yes, it will.
Yeah, $84. There you go.
Look at you showing your math.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
Thank you.
Look at that.
I just can't. I kind of want to do it because
I want to bend the knee to Musk.
You give Musk a little money,
Musk. I'm gonna bend the knee to him, man.
Bend the knee to the chief. He's gonna send us to space one day. He's gonna have
one day.
You're gonna have
in 300 years. He's gonna do any of this stuff
because his brain's gonna be like uploaded into artificial intelligence, and he'll still be running Twitter even after he's passed away. I believe that's gonna happen. But no,
giving him too much credit.
I'm gonna
let me just go ahead and say that you're giving him way too much credit.
What he wants to do. I'm serious. I'm not just like trying to make up a scenario. Like he thinks that people's brains are going to be uploaded into artificial intelligence, and that's part of what Meta is too, with Zuckerberg. Like all these big tech dudes, they all think they're going to like upload us into
forever.
Yeah, exactly. And elites like
they're not doing any of it.
None of it's happening.
Like they're like Musk is like in his 50s. Like, bro, you're running out of time.
Yes.
Like you're not alive. Like you're over halfway home.
So
buddy.
You better hurry up because you better 50s. Get this thing. You better get this AI stuff figured out because you're running out of time.
How old is Musk? Hang on.
I think he's in his 50s. I'd say he's 55.
I'd say he's 54.
Okay.
He's 51.
51. Oh, we oversold it a little bit.
Yeah, so but I mean, if he lives on 30 years, 81 years old is over the national average, is it not?
Yeah.
He's going to be old his last 10 years. I mean, he has 15, 20 years to do whatever he's going to do.
Right.
And it's not happening.
He'd be president when you're 80.
Will Cal still be there? Be 82. Will Cal be there?
At Kentucky.
At Kentucky.
No. I don't think so.
He'll have another lifetime deal coming out in 2 summers. He'll make a Final Four, and Mitch Barnhart will amend the whole thing and start it all over again.
No, it'll just be an Elite Eight.
$78 million
buyout. He'll
make
an Elite Eight with DJ Wagner.
Like, we want to get rid of Cal. You can't. It's a $78.9 million buyout.
You can't do it. Not even Musk can buy out Cal.
Texas says Sean from Squabble Creek. Texas says, did Strebel listen to Matty Bangs' Twitter space last night?
I did not. No. I did.
I didn't even know he had one.
Apparently, he was talking about some of the scuttle about players staying and leaving.
All right. What was the scuttle?
I don't know. All he did was preface it because I didn't watch it. He just prefaced it as it's better news than people think.
Oh, okay.
So I think
Adu and Onyemso and Reeves.
I think those are the three. Yes, but I think like the big one out there is Livingston, and that's not happening.
I'm still on the fence on some of this, the Reeves stuff. I'm still on the fence.
Okay, I have a question. Like, why? Specifically,
because
why?
I need cleansed. And he's
if you need cleansing, you should want Piero. He doesn't stink. He stinks.
He filled his diaper like Doc.
There were multiple
today.
People that filled their diaper in that game. It wasn't just him.
But they're all gone. They're all gone.
Not all of them.
Most of them. I mean, Theo, yeah. I don't count. He was a few minutes a game he shouldn't be playing. Him playing was Cal's fault.
How many games did Reeves score 15-plus points?
You want,
again, guess, no. This is a different argument.
Guess
no.
who agrees with me?
Who?
Issel.
No, this is,
yes,
no, this is not the argument.
Dan Issel agrees
the argument
with me.
Is I do not want him to start. I do want him to
okay,
be
so
there.
Okay, so you don't want him to start. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I want him to be on the team and play because he's a shooter. And I've seen him score 37 points and bust up Musselman in Arkansas. I didn't imagine that. So the one game you talk about, Kansas State, he did stink. He had more games where he was good, and he bailed Kentucky's ass out multiple games.
He did. Issel just believes that he can't do anything else. He's a shooter. But he has to play too much that if he plays 30 minutes a game,
I agree with that.
It's a problem because he can't, you know, he can't defend.
He can't defend.
He can't rebound. You know, he's if he's hitting the shot, he's good. If he's not, which is a perfect bench player.
Sure.
If that's what he will be. But
and that's
I don't know.
Want him to be. I just
worry about it. You know, like you buy a house and someone had a bunch of dead cats in there and you can smell it. You can smell the dead cats,
yeah.
Even though they aired it out and brought in professionals. That's how this is. Right now, it may dissipate.
Right now,
I have a stinky diaper that's waving in my face. That's how I feel.
That's not Reeves. I'm telling you, he was better than
someone did it. Someone did it.
Okay, then where was Kaysen during the SEC tournament? When we talk about Kaysen being this, I mean, he was terrible in the SEC tournament. He was terrible.
Kaysen wasn't as good as Jalen Hood-Schifino.
I disagree with that.
I thought I had him in a moment of weakness.
Stunk it up more than, I mean, he wasn't anywhere. At least Kaysen Wallace in his last two tournament games was really good in both games.
I mean, he was injured, so, you know, what can you say about Kaysen Wallace?
But no, there, I mean.
He had a wrap on his leg.
Yes. I mean, it wasn't all Reeves' fault. There are multiple players. I mean, Oscar disappeared for the first half of the season. I mean, there was a stretch where he got benched multiple times. So to put this all on Reeves, I think is not fair.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying he's the only one with any stink. Like it's
that's
like,
not true. He's not the only one. You're ready to put C.J. Frederick on the roster.
I don't want C.J. on the roster.
Then please stop putting him on my roster.
I don't want him on the roster.
I just think he might be on the roster.
I don't want him on the roster. A dude doesn't have the stink.
He doesn't.
Onyenzo does not have the stink.
Agree.
And everyone else has a layer of stink. And Reeves... He smelled like ocean breeze.
Andy, without
and
Reeves,
now he smells
without Reeves, Kentucky
like
is,
the bathroom after Nick Valvano after raising Cane's.
Without Reeves, Kentucky is a playing game team, tournament team. Without Reeves, they are playing. They wouldn't have won that
probably
Arkansas
right.
game.
It's a sad sentence.
It is a sad. But I should have a funeral after that.
I don't want to blame him. Bring him back.
It's in the
guy.
Bench. But
you
I
can
just,
want him bench is the word
yes,
he said.
He plays 12 to 15 minutes a game. I want him 12-15 minutes a game.
Oh, Strebel.
To shoot. Yes,
Strebel.
Who else is going to shoot the basketball?
He's not coming back to play 12 minutes a game, man. Right?
Oh, you don't think so?
No. I mean, if he comes back, he's a big part of your offense. Right? After, I mean, he scored 30 against Mutzbuzz. You would want him in the game.
At 12 to 15 minutes a game, if there's games where he's hot, you leave him in. If you can sit him on the bench.
I'm wondering if he ever played just 12 minutes a game. And the answer to that is no.
At the beginning of the season, there were some games where he didn't play much at all.
25, 28, 22, 20, 24, 29, 24, 27, 31, 22, 25, 15 against Missouri, 17, 14 LSU. They won that game.
Yeah.
He didn't play almost much at all. I mean, shoot at anything.
Yeah.
21, 28, 30, 26, 29, 27, 30, 31, 19, 30, 40, 39,
okay, then
29,
it was more,
39.
I thought there was a stretch of the season where Cal didn't play him.
You're trying to do the Xavier Wheeler. Oh, yes, we want you on. I mean, he's not coming back if Cal says you get 13 minutes a game.
But he's got to look
at play 30 minutes a game somewhere.
But he did
last year.
He's got to look what's coming in and see, like, okay, I got two five-star guys. That Cal's going to play those guys.
Yeah, but this is pie in the sky, man. He's trying to get his.
Maybe he's trying to get his. Absolutely.
I mean, there's no way you're taking him. There's no way you're taking him down. Like, to where you
were. Don't think Cal would?
He averaged 29 minutes a game last year. That's starter minutes, man.
I agree,
starter minutes.
Okay,
it ain't LL's minutes, but
no.
It's starter minutes.
Okay, in that case, I agree with that, but in that case, then Cal needs to have the conversation that this is what the expectation is for you next year, or maybe he does transfer.
Now you're smelling the stink.
That's not a stink.
There's the stink.
It's not a stink. Again, Antonio Reeves bailed their ass out for large parts of the season.
If you want Reeves back, Reeves is going to be an integral part
At times, he will start games. He will be in there in the crunch minutes, and he will play 25 minutes a game. I think if you're looking for 12 minutes a game, let Stink go and bring in some guy from Murray State. I don't know.
I'd rather have Antonio Reeves that I know could do it at this level. I know there's dudes at those lower levels that cannot do it.
He should take his diaper to Missouri with Caleb Love. That can be a starting backcourt.
Yeah.
Way late for a break. Kyle Boone, CBS. We'll talk to him next.